La 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 lai 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 lai
קטע מדברי רב בשיעור בוקר.
Rav's words from the morning lesson. You're asking for something simple. I want to be in the center of the tent, where all the desires for the Creator unite as one. I don't see it correctly, but I'm sure that the tent exists and is taken care of by the Creator, and is all whole and all completely perfect. I want to integrate in that ten and be in there with my eyes shut. That's first of all. It's written about that, they had eyes and they shall not see. If this is how you relate to the group, you start seeing it not as it looks, but the way it is internally, because of the spiritual degrees in the spiritual world are all there. And we don't have to build anything, but just discover the correct perception. Let's read it again. You're asking for a simple thing. I want to be in the center of the tent, where all the desires for the Creator connect together. I don't see it right, but I'm certain that there is a ten, and the Creator takes care of it, and it is completely aimed towards Him. And it is complete. And it is excellent. I want to be included in this successful ten that we have, and really be in it with my eyes shut. This is first of all. About this, it is written, they have eyes and they shall not see. If you relate this way to the group, you begin to see it not as it looks, but as it is from within, because all the spiritual degree and the spiritual world are all there, and we do not need to build anything, but only discover a correct perception. Workshop. Question, how does my annulment help me enter the center of the ten, and from there let the book of Zohar take care of me? How does my annulling help me enter the center of the ten, and there let the book of Zohar take care of me?
You want to be empty, not corrupted by your ego, if you want to let the Creator in.
Yes, it's true. Through annulment, annulling ourselves, we prepare the place for the upper light to begin to change us.
Actually, the annulment, that's what we need. That's the most important thing. If we annul ourselves, we open ourselves to let the light work on us, just to let it do what it knows how to do best.
Yes, all our work is in annulment. Where nothing disturbs us, not our minds, not our egoistic desires. Just to flow with the Zohar. And we think about each friend in our ten.
All of our work is to make room for the Creator to be revealed and for the light that reforms. And by our annulment, we do it best. We annul to the ten, to the Creator, and to the Zohar, of course.
The Book of Zohar is the complete writings from the highest degree of connection. And in order to be in adhesion with the people who wrote the Zohar, we need to annul our mind, our opinions, even our emotions. We just need to connect to the words and to give the words like wings to take them wherever they may, not to enter any imaginations or thoughts, just to let all the words sink in the heart.
Yeah, that the annulment is the means of connecting with other people.
הביטול הוא הדרך להתחבר לאנשים אחרים.
Annulment is necessary like oxygen. That's why we don't even have to think about why we need it.
Yes, because without the action of annulment, it's impossible to think about the center of the group. There's no such thing.
Everyone is a will to receive, just like a block that's blocking the light. Once we're all corrected, we let the light overcome our will to receive, and we open ourselves, just like the general system.
How to break through all the walls around our hearts and to feel the friends. And the text of the Zohar, to ask, to search for the center of the group during the lesson, and to always ask for the friends.
During the reading of the Zohar, we're trying to integrate with everybody. That's where the action of annulment takes place the best, to the light.
When we read the Zohar, we don't really have to do any work. It's the Zohar itself has a special power to give us what we need in any given moment. And if we have that belief together with the friends, it works on us.
אנחנו קוראים בזוהר, אנחנו לא באמת צריכים להתאמץ, אנחנו לא צריכים לעשות עבודה, אלא פשוט להיות בתוך המילים ולתת למילים האלה לחבר אותנו לחברים.
אז בואו נהיה...
So let us be good kids and listen to the Zohar and let the great light influence us.
And by annulment, we'll truly try and be good kids that are bringing joy to the Creator, the Upper Force. That's how He is joyful, by us being connected.
We yearn for the light, we expect the light, and we remember to aim only for bringing contentment to the Creator.
There's nothing to add.
The upper one bestows through the ten. The ten supports us. We need to hold this image in our minds.
To listen to you, to the friends, to the, your deficiencies. And it just paves a path, makes room for annulment.
Yeah, and it's important that we don't get caught up in our own deficiencies, that we think of the needs and deficiencies of the friends while we're listening.
וחשוב שאנחנו לא נתאפס לחסרונות שלנו, אלא נתדבק בחסרונות של החברים ואיתם נעבוד.
Today in the morning we learned that we have a lot of clothing, and when you enter this atmosphere, the annulment of each and every one is an example to let go of these clothing.